Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. Today, we are going to learn how to say be late in Chinese. We have Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh, 你好。
Hi, Xiaolan, 你好。
Right, in life, we often have to apologize, sorry I'm late, or to inform people I'm going to be late. So it's quite important to learn how to say be late in Chinese.
Absolutely.
Before we learn how to say to be late, we learn how to say to arrive first. So the way to say arrive is 到。
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 Yeah, it's the same sound. A lot of people, they learned like Taoism.
Oh, yeah.
Or Taoist.
Same sound.
Yeah, that's the same sound, just different character. So we say 到。
Dao
means to arrive, and then if we want to say, hey, I have arrived, you can skip I, 我, then you can say 到了。
到了。
到了。And 了 is the ending suffix to describe things had already happened. So 到了。
到了。So 到了 means it's in the past. I've arrived at the place.
That's right. And then in this case, I would guess that probably depending on the context, and I'm sure people in the conversation will know which context you are talking about, either you have arrived or he has arrived, she has arrived, the parcel has arrived. So, for example, if you are on the phone with your mom and your mom say, 到了吗? Have you arrived? Basically, 到了吗? And you could say, 到了,到了。
That's really easy then. So you're just adding the question mark word 吗 on the end. 到了吗?
到了吗? I said 到了。
到了。
Yeah, and then next time if I say, hey, I post you a copy of my book, and I say 到了吗? And in this case, you know I'm asking about the book rather than a person. So you can say, oh, 到了。
到了。
Or you can say 还没。
还没。
还没 means not yet.
Not yet arrived.
Yep, not yet arrived.
You can say 还没到。
You can say that too. So 还没 is a not yet or not yet arrived. 还没到。
还没到。
Yeah. So 到 is to arrive. And then to say arriving somewhere late, we say 迟到。
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 Yeah. 迟 that means to delay. And that means something very slow or something very late. So 迟。
迟。And that's the second tone, right?
It's a second tone. So 迟。
迟
迟到
迟到
Yeah.
I remember the first time I heard someone ask, I think someone told me that they would 迟到 I thought that they were eating some food.
Oh.
Because the word to eat is 吃.
Oh, 吃
and 迟. At that time I muddled up the 吃 and 迟.
Yeah, 吃 is to eat, that's the first tone, and 迟 is the second tone. 吃迟 and then 迟 third tone, that means ruler or shame.
Oh, really? So you have 迟迟迟迟
Yeah.
And it's eat, late, and ruler.
Ruler or a shame.
Oh, shame, okay.
Someone is ashamed or shameful with something. Okay, so 迟到
迟到
Yeah, and then if you want to say 我迟到了
我迟到了。
Yeah, if someone say, hey, did you manage to catch the train? And you can say, no, 我迟到了。
Okay.
Or if you arrived late for your classroom, then you say, 我迟到了。
我迟到了。
Yeah, and something to go with very often, you have to be apologetic, at least show it. We say, 对不起。
对不起。
对不起, I'm sorry. 对不起,我迟到了。
对不起,我迟到了。
Yeah, so if you turn up your Chinese class late, then you have to tell the teacher and the classmates, 对不起,我迟到了。
对不起,我迟到了。
Yeah, or if you want to say, hey, you are late, we say, 你迟到了。
你迟到了。
Yeah, you make an appointment with your friends to watch a movie together, and then he or she was late, you say, hey, 你迟到了。
你迟到了。
Yeah, normally we probably don't say that often because that's a bit blaming the other person.
So maybe that's the kind of thing that a couple or partners would say, or very good friends.
That's right.
你迟到了。
Yeah, so 你迟到了。
你迟到了。In a previous episode, I remember we learnt the word for always, 总是。So I think it's quite a common thing. 你总是迟到。
Yeah, 你总是迟到。You are always late.I wonder how long your relations will continue if you blame each other this way. 你总是迟到。
你总是迟到。In terms of culturally, lots of countries around the world, they all have a different idea of what 迟到 really is. In Chinese culture, is there an acceptable time frame of how long you can be 迟到 before it's rude or impolite?
Most people are pretty much on time. That's my personal experience.
Okay.
And it's probably different individually, but my personal experience is when people say, I'll meet you at 12 o'clock sharp,When they say 12, they turn up at 12.
Okay.
And they tend to even inform you if they have to be late for a couple of minutes.
Right. Okay.
And especially like, for example, if that's a dinner party and then people tend to give you early warning. Like, I'm sorry, I have a meeting going on just 10 minutes before the meetup time. So I will arrive 10 minutes late. They tend to give plenty of warning. It's considered to be rude to be even 1 minute or two late.
Ah, interesting.
Or if they have to be late, it's important to keep them informed.
Okay, so you have to let people know in advance.
That's right.
Not just turn up late.
That's right. And then I know the famous writer Thomas Friedman, he has the famous saying, so thank you for being late or thank you for cancelling the meetings because then he got the extra time to do his own thing. yes, I understand the philosophy. I very much agree with him. And at the same time,Most people are not that forgiving. They would think that you mess them around if you are late or you are not a disciplined person or you don't take the meeting or appointment seriously. So they tend to be quite on time.
Right. Okay.
Unless it's inevitable, they have to be late.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the plane is late.
Yeah. And then to say, I arrive early. Sometimes we also apologize if we turn up in a dinner party 10 minutes early.Sometimes we just wait outside because you never know that people may be still preparing and getting things sorted, maybe tied up with other things. So just don't turn up early. And then we still apologize if we turn up early. If we really, for example, it's snowing outside with 10 inches of snow, then don't wait outside. In that case, we just apologize. And the way to say we arrive early, we say 早到。
早到。
Yeah, 到 is arrive, 早 is early.So arrive
right, okay.
earlier than we have planned. 早到。
早到。
Yeah, in this case, we say, 对不起,我早到了。
对不起,我早到了。
Yeah, so I'm sorry, I arrive early. And it happens in life.
Now that 早 is the same word for morning, isn't that right?
That's right. So 早 is morning, and it's the shape of the character. It's a cross on the bottom, and then a sun on top. So you can imagine that the sun is coming up.Across the, like, actual tree branches, but in this case, it's across, like, the Christian cross.
Across the horizon.
Yeah, across the horizon. So, 早到。
早到。
早到 is arriving early. Yeah. So now, let's have a scenario. I'm a Chinese teacher, and I turned up in a Chinese classroom, and I was 10 minutes late in the morning, and then I can say, 早安。
早安。
对不起,我迟到了。
啊，对不起，我迟到了。
Yeah, I can say 早安，对不起，我迟到了。
对不起，我迟到了。
Yeah, and then the person who accepts my apologies, they can say 没关系。
没关系。
没关系 ，and 没关系 is oh, it doesn't matter. 没关系。
没关系 ，I had an extra 10 minutes to do my homework.
Exactly. Or sometimes different people they say differently. They can say 没事儿。
没事。
Yeah, 没事儿。And did you notice that? You say 没事 and I actually said 没事儿。
没事儿。
没 is no, nothing. And 事 is the matter, doesn't matter. So today we learn how to say to be late, 迟到。If we arrive early, we say 早到。
迟到跟早到。
Yep, and then to say I'm sorry I'm late, or I'm sorry I was late. 对不起,我迟到了。
对不起,我迟到了。
Right. Thank you so much, Josh, for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见,再见, Josh.
再见,小兰。
谢谢。